It is 70K.
Hey, we should make a movie called 70K with Vic. And the theme of the movie somehow.
What I love for the movie with 70K with Vic is like an 80s piece with Vic just like letting all of his manly hair everywhere just grow out of control. And he's wearing t-shirts that are just too white and hair is just protruding from every single orifice of each shirt.
Can I just pitch one quick?
And I just wanted to go like to random places that no one would find fascinating, yeah, but to us, it's fascinating. Yeah.
Vic, quick pitch on Vic's movie, just really quick. This is like way back in the day when 70 grand is worth a lot of money. Vic's down and out on his luck. He buys a scratcher. He wins 70K. The movie starts.
And that's it?
No, the movie starts.
No, that's how you set up the movie. Like, yeah.
I'm not a movie guy, but I just, that's
speaking
the premise.
Of 70K.
Okay.
Incredible. But I think that is a very good segue to get the podcast started.
So.
What do you think?
I think it's perfect. Let's get it going.
Ladies and gentlemen, chilaquiles y pantuflas, today is December 9th, 2017. I'm sorry about that, Fargini. To my right, I got Fargini. To my left, I got Pedro. I'm Alejandro. I didn't fuck that up. And let's talk about Carsio. Now hit it, Pedro.
Did you just
he hit it so hard.
Hey.
I'm okay, good at that now. That's just getting really
good. He's getting really good at hitting it.
It's called the sonic boom.
What? Wow. Knowing this guy, he definitely has like, oh, hey, honey, tonight you're getting the sonic boom.
Guys. And
I got kids. They're going to hear this sometime.
I love you guys. I don't want to hear.
I'm sorry, guys.
About the bedroom.
I'm sorry, Belen. I will start naming my sex moves. All one of them.
Listen to Farshad. He was the one the other day talking about being naked on top of someone and like.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah. That was actually disgusting.
But I don't enjoy hearing your guys' bedroom stories, but you guys enjoy hearing mine.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You know when you see an accident and you just have to look, no matter how gruesome it is, it's kind of like the same thing. You're like, oh, you're man, right, this. Right. And you're like
an accident on another side of the freeway and everybody slows down to look at it, knowing it's terrible.
Even if it's terrible, you can see dead people all across, like everywhere, just spread out. You got to look, right?
Okay.
And you go, I
would agree. If I was not myself, I'd want to look off.
So when you tell those stories, I'm like, oh, go on. Go on.
More. This is terrible, but I can't stop.
It's like an addiction. Hey, maybe there's something there. You should maybe write a novel or a couple of my
stories.
Yeah. Your sex compilations. Compilations.
The problem is I can't remember them. So as I tell you guys, you guys have to remember them.
Oh, Pedro, do you remember more?
I remember a lot of them.
I remember like one.
But, I try to forget them, but yeah, I remember a lot.
We all do.
And these two guide me a lot of times, help me maneuver to get into the maneuver.
Hang on. Well, I try. And you then try. Pedro does come with a proper. I'm like, I don't know why you're waiting on that. Just tell her.
And then Pedro just sits back and lets you and I just like go through an entire plan. And he comes in, he's like, okay.
You're not going to do that.
You're going to do this.
So we can agree, like, collectively that, you know, we love and hate Farshad stories, right?
Yeah, of course.
We love and hate them.
That's how I feel about them, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every time we're doing something where I go, oh, this is terrible, we always think, but it's going to be a great
memory. Every time we make a show or travel somewhere and we do something,
we're like, oh, this is, like, when we were in the UK doing Goodwood, we had a blast at Goodwood, but then we would go at night to our place, which was how far away? Like 20 minutes outside of Goodwood.
Yeah.
We'd go 20 minutes outside of Goodwood, walk there. We would get there so late. All of the lights were gone. Like the pub was dead.
Yeah.
They would barely feed us. Like, and it was shit. Yeah. While we were there, it was absolute shit. But I miss it so much.
Oh, of course.
It makes up for the best memories.
But we do know the next time that we go to Goodwood, we don't dilly-dally over at Goodwood.
Dilly-dilly.
We leave at like 5.
Yeah.
Next year at Goodwood, we're going to be super efficient with our time.
I'm going to give everyone the best wood once we're there.
Which I think we should put together like a travel package to show people the right way of
doing this. That's happening.
No, I know.
Wait, what's happening?
This is the first that I've wanted to tell people that this is in the works.
Like, what's in the works? I'm so confused.
A travel package for Goodwood.
Like we want to charter.
We want to charter a plane with like say 50 people or whatever people and bring them over to Goodwood with us. And then show them Goodwood through our eyes Yeah. While we do that, and also while we work, like that's they'll incredible. Have to do their shit, and we'll work. But
like
yes.
we want to make it the easiest and best available option for people in the United States to go to Goodwood and attend.
And we'll have like a guideline of like what to do, what not to do, what people stay away from. Don't go to the Polish people. Stay away from how to identify a Polish guy. Like,
I guess we'll have a guideline from the show.
You know, I think we're gonna have to make a video like. Explaining
it,
everything.
Like, it's going to be like an airline video. Yeah. It's going to be like a...
And if you're here, make sure not to tell a cab driver that you are Polish. Yeah,
this is what a Polish person looks like. By the way, we love
people. It's just the thing. Everyone, while we were in Goodwood, we're like, you know, just the Polish people are the ones everyone like...
You got to look out after Poland.
So
you got to look out.
That's what we're saying. What do we got today?
So speaking of things that we love and hate... One about Farghini's sex life, and then also God. The love and hate that we had for Goodwood last year. Mm. Jay Scott asked a question on salamandrin.com.
Jay.
He asked, what do you love and hate most about the car community? And I thought that was a very interesting topic, and I wanted to bring it up to you guys because there are a few little quirks that
I think that's an easy one.
And Farghini, what about you?
What do you like?
Can I do what I dislike?
Okay.
What I hate, what I despise?
Yeah.
The 6:30 a.m. car meets on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Like, why so early? I'll go to every single one of them if you make them at a casual, like, 10:30-ish.
I think 11. It was before the internet was created and people actually thought that people enjoyed spending time with their families on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm not going to take that guy away from his family. I should do this early in the morning so that he can spend all day with his wife and kids.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, fuck. Now I got to wake up early in the morning, go to the car meet, see everyone, and then after I'm done and I'm tired, I got to go back home at 8 in the morning. I got to do my whole day with my family. With my family.
My fantastic family.
That's true. I think that's the answer to that because now I've seen a trend where they're making them later.
A little bit.
Yeah. Right? Like, a little bit later.
A little bit.
Would you let me know when they're like in the 10:30, 11 o'clock area?
You should move to Dubai.
Is that someone that's like,
those guys have their car meets at like 6 p.m. because everyone wakes up at 2 p.m.
Why? Yeah.
Because it's too hot.
That's just the nature of it.
It's too hot.
What time do they go to bed?
Super late. They stay up all night.
Are they sleeping a lot? Or are they sleeping?
No. They sleep just like us, but they stay up way.
It's just the range of day like is shifting.
Because it's too hot. It's too hot.
So
it's too fucking hot.
So the worst business to have is a breakfast restaurant.
In Dubai?
Yeah.
I mean, it could still be breakfast, but it's breakfast at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's why you're here, Petros.
Thank you.
Like, breakfast still exists.
My thoughts are very linear. I cannot skip over to
this is a big problem that we have on the show with you being so linear.
Yeah, very linear. I did not even think of
what are things that you like about that?
Everything. I love everything. I love cars. You've reignited my passion for cars.
Oh, thank you. If only I could reignite your passion for comedy. If only I can do that.
So you love Alejandro in the car community.
Of course.
Thank you.
I love everything about it, just all the cars, the people. And I think it's cool that we get to help the younger generations learn about cars, get them into cars.
Yeah.
And that's it. So that's my only.
What about you?
I love and hate the people of the car community.
Oh boy.
That's a good argument.
And let me explain. I love, love, love the good people that are passionate, that have fun, that enjoy. They don't let problems get in their way.
Yeah.
They just let it roll off their back. You know, they love each and every member of the community. But the people that I hate and I dislike in the car community are the elitists. The ones that are entitled and too good for anyone else. That if a fan wants to walk up and take a picture of their car, they don't stick their nose up at them and say, hey, scram. I can't stand those type of people. And that's not just in the car community. That's just
everywhere.
That's just everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't have that type of attitude. You have to be good to the people around you.
Yeah.
And that's when good things are going to happen to you. But if you're an entitled like prick,
asshole,
if you're that type of person, karma's going to bite you in the ass.
Yeah,
you know. So I can't wait for that to happen.
It's a two way street with you.
Absolutely.
I for once want to say that I love the community, like the good community, just like you said, the good guys. But anyone that's a good guy, it's anyone that's relaxed, anyone that doesn't take anything seriously. I'm going to tell you who I fucking adore. You know Brian Salamone?
Yes. Yes.
I love Brian.
I was just thinking about it.
I love Brian. Everyone always tries to put down Brian. For those of you guys who don't know, he on Instagram, check him out, Team Salamone. They're the fucking greatest. Him and Concubine. They are the best. They have the most fun. They live that Lamborghini lifestyle to the maximum. Like, they adore that shit.
Yes.
We talked so much shit about Lamborghini for a full year. Brian be the first one to be like, LOL, dude, so funny, so true. And to give Brian a lot of credit, a lot of people used him as like, this is what you want to become when you're a Lamborghini buyer.
The stereotypical.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, he's a great dude.
I want to have that smile all day on my face. Yeah. Have the good time that Brian's having. Fuck yeah, that's what I want to be. Fuck you if you don't like it. I'm sorry, what planet are you on where fun is forbidden?
Right,
where fun is terrible? Where someone enjoying his money and his lifestyle is a fucking bad thing? Fuck you.
Yeah.
And those are the people I fucking hate. The people that, and this reminds me so much of Hollywood at the same time. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a community with money or circles around money where anyone can get in, that's easy access for anyone, it's a fucking cesspool of terrible people.
Of course.
Then you see a lot of Hollywood jumping into the car world right now.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because like with money they can get attention.
Yeah, certain producers, they think just because they have a fucking small Lambo, they think, you know, that's it. This is my way in. Like, it's not. It's not. And a lot of people get taken advantage of by those people that are coming in. Not for the love of cars, not for the love of the community, but rather for the, look what I can buy and come here. I'll make you money. I'll take money away from you. I'll show you how to be a part of my lifestyle. Yep. Fuck that. Fuck that. Those people make me sick.
Yep.
I can't stand those guys. I can't stand the guys that just do it so that they can make themselves, according to themselves, relevant in any way, shape, or form. Like, you went and bought this $1 million car literally for Instagram.
Yeah.
And everyone can tell. Like, everyone can tell. You're not enjoying your car. You're not a car person. You're just buying these cars to show up. And the problem is, everyone is absolutely cool with you doing that.
Yeah.
That's great because we all have like our own thing. The problem is that those people are the entitled assholes. Those people are the ones that think they deserve better. Those people think they deserve a better spot at the in the car meet. Those are the ones that look at the guy that showed up in his fucking beautifully put together Honda and say, fuck that guy. Why is he here? I'm here in my fucking Pagani or whatever fucking shit that I have.
Right.
Fuck those guys all day and night. When we were putting together car meets, some of the fucking people within the group were like, are we just going to let any car in? Yeah, you're just going to let any car in, you fucking retard. It's a car meet. It's not a hypercar meet. It's a car meet. You let anyone that wants to be there, be there.
Yeah, and worst case scenario, you put the shitty cars in the corner.
No. No.
Oh, okay.
The way I like to do these events is everyone comes in, everyone's welcome. Just park next to your homies. Don't worry about where you're parking. There's not like an exotics. There's not. And I see the fault on that. People like to see certain things together and in groups. I don't see it that way. To me, it's a free for all. It should be fun for everyone, and everyone should be equally as involved. Just because you have a $2-4 million, $6 million car doesn't make you better than the fucking dude that spent all of his life and all of his teenage years putting together his fucking beautiful Honda.
Right.
Fuck you for thinking you're better than that. Those are the people.
It's like high school lunch. Themselves. It's like high school lunch, right? The clicks, the little clicks.
And unfortunately, people think that that goes away, like high school attitudes.
It gets worse.
It gets way worse as you get older because people get bored.
And you have money to be. Now you have money.
You're bored. And those are the most dangerous people in the car community. Yeah. The bored money people.
I agree.
Have nothing to do but are all day on Instagram just looking for shit to start. Like, fuck you.
Looking for relevance.
No, and to make themselves look important. Like, none of us are important. And all of us understand that, the day we're going to live a happier life. So, car community, I adore the car community. I mean, the Salamandra, I cried watching that video, for example, for 22 minutes that you put together with all the guys from the community. I adore and love that. I mean, it's just the simple things. And you know, we're not elitist on the website. We don't go like, oh, just put the guys with the Koenigseggs and the this.
Yeah.
Anything goes, man. We don't care about that. The people is what makes it so special.
That's exactly
not
right.
The cars, the people.
That's exactly right. And that's the point that I wanted to bring up, because we also we had the meetup at the LA Auto Show, not this weekend, but this past weekend.
Yes.
Those are the people that I love.
I love
that's the car community that I love. The people that just They want to come. They want to feel the passion. They want to enjoy every aspect of this community, and they want to spend it together. Like, I saw so many people just, like, clicking and vibing and getting along and talking about cars and just circling the CGT, and then they would go off and take pictures with each other at another car. Like,
I know.
Like, it was amazing, like, seeing how this community comes together and enjoys each other. Like, they're... I'm sorry, you guys on Instagram, like, I'm not in the chat because I don't want to get blown up all day long with that chat, but I do peek in, and it's like 3530 Garage, it's Forkzai, it's a whole group of guys from the community.
Jay Scott,
they all have their own Instagram feed where they're constantly talking about what's going on in the community and doing this and that.
I love that.
And I love peeking in and seeing what they're doing, you know, because it is becoming more. It's becoming more for everyone, and that's what it's all about. It's all about...
It's for everyone.
Yeah, it's all about the friendships that you build. And
I love when we went to the meet to the meetup in PA, which you totally fucking ditched us for a celebrity. Go fuck yourself, Farshad.
Two celebrities.
Oh.
Two major celebrities.
Sorry, Farshad. at that community, we met a lot of people from the website, including like Buster and other guys, and they were all saying, dude, I met this other guy from this, from the website. We literally hang out all the time now. I went to fix his car, like his house.
That's
I'm
dope.
Helping him with his car.
That is cool.
That is awesome. Awesome. You're providing that platform for others to come in and just really use the shit out of it, make it something special, and really take it and bring it to life. You, and that's what...
You know what's going to happen, right?
What?
People are going to meet in this community. People are going to have babies in the, like, you're going to be a father. Whoa. You're going to be a grandfather.
By the way, we already have one of those here, but we're not going to talk about that. No. Not babies. Okay. I'm saying, like, couples that met through us.
Really?
Guys, are you fucking insane? Hang on a second. We're gonna take a pause right now. They met through us. However you wanna slice it, dice it.
So that's the first one.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay. That's the first one.
Okay. Okay. You do know that this is gonna be the case. Like, you're gonna get families.
Well, if we only had women like PewDiePie says, women.
Hey guys,
if we only had women.
So guys, there's 9 guys for every girl. Just go out and
be nice to each other.
Can I just add one thing for the ladies to bring more ladies in, like an incentive?
Yeah.
If you're a lady and you do enjoy attention from multiple guys or being with multiple guys, this community is the greatest because of the pure mathematics of the ratio.
That's right.
I'm just purely saying because there's 8 to 9 guys for one girl.
So hey, no. It's a dick paradise up in here.
Eight to nine. Where did you get that figure? It's like 9 to 10.
Nine to ten to one. So I'm just saying, if you enjoy multiple guys, this is the perfect. You know what I mean? Like, okay,
this is why we can't have nice things, guys.
Okay, sorry.
No wonder why no one invites us on television and shit. God damn it, Farshad.
Television? What's television?
God damn it!
Fuck out of here.
It's what I used to broadcast my YouTube channel on.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of television, do we want to go ahead and segue right into it?
We're going black and white.
That wasn't my next transition.
Okay,
but
let's figure out what we're talking about.
What do you got? TV.
Let's talk about the Grand Tour.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about that?
Yes. New episode just came out. They had their rematch
season 2, episode 1. The guys are back.
Set us up, Pedro.
They featured the NSX, and I don't remember if they called it the Honda or Acura NSX. I'm curious. I can't remember what they called
UK,
it.
In the UK, it's Honda.
If I'm not mistaken,
they did talk about it like 3 times.
But I feel like they talked about it as an Acura NSX.
Well, if they get more viewers in the US, maybe.
I'm curious. I want to go back and see that. Anyways, they featured the NSX, the Aventador S,
and the Rimac Concept One,
past, present, and future.
So they went in and they said, you know what, we're going to put the big show and start with that, right?
That's just let them know from TV producing wise, you always want to come out in your first episode, you want to come out with a bang so that people go, oh, maybe the second episode
will be like that.
But if you know anything about TV, you already know.
And then you keep waiting for that first episode rush again, and it never comes. Yeah, go ahead.
So in case you live under a rock, it was across the news all year long. The Rimac Concept One that Richard Hammond was driving, he wrecked it in a hill climb, crashed it, went up into a blazing inferno, and everyone was amazed that he survived that. And he was able to then continue on and finish the rest of the season with the guys. But that was a big storyline, and you know, thank God that you know, Rimac makes such a safe car that
and that Hammond's not that tall.
Yeah, no, a millimeter. I'm telling you, millimeter above that, that car would have bent on his head. No question about it. That's crazy. Yeah.
But anyways, with that leading the headlines all year long, it makes the most sense to go ahead and start the season with it as well. Like, get it out of the way, come out with that bang.
So, and you instantly put it up. You say, guys, if you've been waiting for the Grand Tour season 2, get ready because we're going to open with fire. The crash is coming up. And now, hang on. Yeah. I think it's fair enough to say right now, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Stop watching right now and then come back once we go, okay, you're good to come back.
Yeah.
So
we're back.
No. So that was the first episode. How do you want to go into it?
So one, you obviously know that the car crashing, that's their big feature for the episode. That's the thing that everybody's going to look forward to. So obviously you bury it at the very end.
Of course.
So people watch the whole episode.
Of course. It's TV 101, right?
Yes. TV 101. Exactly. My thoughts on the episode. Once again, they do an incredible job with their cinematography. There is no mistaking that the guys that are behind that show, they do beautiful shots of the cars, beautiful shots of the scenery.
The sound. I love the way they got
great. They're very good at doing that. But overall, I'm not a fan anymore. I'm not a fan of the storyline and the way that they set everything up. And it's just the same old shtick that we've been hearing over and over again. It's predictable. You know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That's my overall feeling on the episode as a whole. But let me get to the actual concept one part, the crash.
Okay.
This is a big budget show. They put a lot of money into this. They have all kinds of cameras. They have everything going on. And
I mean, Amazon cut a check for $250 million for season one, right?
They're pouring money into it.
Yeah.
For the crash, for the footage of the crash that they have, I am extremely disappointed. They did not execute what happened
footage?
Very well. There was none.
That's exactly it.
There was
what
none.
Footage?
There was none.
All they did was talk about it.
To be fair, but to put things in the context, to be fair, the reason there was no camera coverage is it was past the finish line of where they were shooting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there. I want to put that out there also. But they weren't prepared for that.
No. As filmmakers, we understand that. And as YouTubers, we understand that because sometimes we miss shit.
Yeah.
But this is also filmmaking 101. If the dude's still going fast up that thing, you got until he stops. Yeah. You don't cut the camera.
Yeah. We've seen shots on YouTube of the car actually going off the cliff.
Not only on YouTube. I got, right when the car came off the cliff, I swear to God, probably 15 to 10 minutes afterwards, I got a video from someone there who caught the whole thing, the car coming down the hill and going all around. And that's the first time I saw it, and I thought it was fake. I said, there's no way this is a real thing. And the guy said, this is the Grand Tour taping this. And I thought it was a stunt. And then later on, immediately you find out that it's real and that it's fucked up. So,
but look,
there are other angles.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just license those clips?
They covered the whole thing beautifully as far as the way that they handled it. They made it appear as, and as we all know, that it wasn't Remax's fault. They were very honorable and they handled it very well. I think both sides handled it very well in the press and everything. And this is also going to show you that this is why we didn't see any teasers of the crash. This is why the episode didn't open up with a crash. This is why you don't see anything exciting happening with it, because they didn't have anything.
So you're disappointed about the episode? Forget about the crash. What about the episode as a whole?
The episode as a whole, I'm just disappointed. I have no interest of watching the next episode. Like, it's unfulfilling.
As you're talking, think? I think I have the same thoughts as you. I think one of the issues is the pacing of that show that's been going on for 30 years. It's not keeping up with the times.
No, it's got to change.
We're not at that pace anymore. Yeah. And then it was interesting. I was watching it, and there was a lot of acting going on.
Yeah.
And last night...
Now you see it.
Yeah, last night I was watching Herbie.
Now you see it.
By the way, I hate when you tell me things to look out for, because last night I was watching Herbie with Nyla. And I was like, oh, wow, acting, I can't watch acting anymore.
It's unbearable.
I cannot watch acting. I can only watch real life. And those three used to, like, interact in real life. And now you can tell it's scripted in the way they cut it.
I think it's always been scripted like that. The thing is, we've now, like, gotten to that point where we've been watching YouTube for so long, and not just us, everyone else.
Exactly.
Where now everything that's not real.
Yeah. And also the problem is the younger generation is going to look at these three older gentlemen with that pacing, and you're going to lose interest. I'm losing interest as well, and they're not pivoting, and they're not changing the format to keep up with the
times.
So
their problem on season two, and mind you, like you said, I'm going to give you film-wise, doing your job, what you did, which was just film the cars, put it together, sound, all of that shit, you get 10 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. I mean, the quality's unreal, unreal. As far as feel for the show,
yeah,
it's too fake for me. Yeah. I'm not going to say that everyone's going to feel the same way, because if you don't watch YouTube, if you don't watch a lot of people live, if you don't enjoy live personalities, this is going to be perfect. Yeah. You're never going to notice what we're talking about. So forget about that. That's just depending on each other. The problem with the story, the problem with the show right now, and something that I've noticed is, number one, you can't stick to that format.
Cannot.
No.
You cannot. It's too late. Everything you're showing us is too old. I mean, we did the piece on the Rimac concept one two years ago. When?
It was 2 years ago. Yeah.
And we talked about it way more in depth and all that shit than they did.
Yeah. Oh, a year ago. So, year ago. Last year.
So you're now playing catch up.
Yep.
Right? And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. The problem is you have these older guys that have already made it, that were showing us back then something that no one could see. The most ridiculous car is going around a track and putting up a time.
And doing,
and then they had
stunts.
Some amazing stunts and stories that they did. One, impression from the stories and the stunts that they do, we've all done them on YouTube. Like, we've all seen them on YouTube. They're all over. Like, YouTube is out there outdoing itself every fucking day.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that like, oh, we're so much better. Like, we have to do that. People don't get impressed anymore with anything that they've seen before. The Uber joke, the I'm going to pick you up in my Uber and it's a fake prank. Seen a couple times, done.
After Parker, it's done.
That's done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's done.
Yeah.
All of those like gimmicks are done after the first one. So you can't repeat yourself. Two, YouTubers, all the people in real life that are getting into these spaces and in this world, they have a story. The Grand Tour had a great story for season one. What's the great story for season two? The crash? Over. What else?
Which, by the way, that was 20 seconds of the final episode.
Which, what else?
Yep.
Like, back before, they had the fuck you, BBC, and they had that going, and they had all those great jokes, and they had that, like, thing going against them with all the little gimmicks that they did, with them dying, with the celebrity car crash, and all that shit. That was great. Guess what? That's all gone. What now? What's the story?
It's going to be interesting to see what
Amazon
happens next.
What's the story that Amazon is telling us about these guys? Because now you need that. Before you didn't on TV, now you need that to go alongside your show. Because it's so much more than just entertainment. It's so much more than just beautiful shots.
Yep.
I've had so many people approach me and say, my friend, I have the greatest videographer of all time, and he shoots videos of cars, and they're gorgeous. Hire him. I don't need that because no one wants that. No one. Look at videos of cars beautifully shot, how many views they got. No one's looking for that.
Right now, it's a treat.
Right.
Like.
If you can incorporate that reality plus that.
It's a treat. It's a bonus.
It's a huge bonus and people enjoy that. But they're not looking for it.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
They really aren't. So you don't have a story to follow the guys for anymore. Other than, are they going to die because they're old? And I'm just being completely an asshole and mean. Like, that's the only what if could happen, right?
Yep.
You exploit your, are they going to die on episode one? What else? What else is there? Like, are we just now interested to see if Captain Slow is going to finish the show?
Right.
And I'm being a dick just to express a point, not for anything else. These guys get all the respect and mad props because what they've done is a legacy and other level. But I'm speaking of today. So what now? What can they do that hasn't been done? I saw them testing the Chiron. I saw them like,
of course, of course. Nothing. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing is they have it, their production team. It's not even on Clarkson, Hammond, and May. It's not on them. They're doing their job. They're doing what's put in front of them, and they're brilliant at it. I mean, they do the entire press tour. They go above and beyond what they actually have to do to.
They
make,
made those
to
cutouts
make
for the LA Auto Show to show how tall Alejandro is.
But here's the thing: is their production team doesn't understand quite yet that people want something that continues, that goes on and on and on. Once you watch one episode of the Grand Tour, you're like, so this is what it's all about, and then you can move on to the next thing. People want to invest in something that they can spend all night watching every single episode, that they can binge watch it. That's why Netflix has been so successful with throwing an entire season of something on at one time, because people enjoy having that story available to them the whole time. Grand Tour, their episodes is one story per episode, and then it doesn't continue. It's like its own segment, and then move on.
That's why the first season was good, because they had that thing against the BBC without them knowing.
Yes.
And they were carrying it across all of the season.
Yeah.
That was a happy accident.
Yes.
In this one, they don't have that happy accident, because they killed it from the start with the crash.
It's too polished of a product. It's literally
But that's TV. TV. Like, again, we worked on that show, and we were like, guys, we can't do this TV style. We need to do it dirty. And they were like, nah, TV style. Polish it up.
Yeah.
Show it, polish it up. And, oh, you need to go back and get it dirty. Like, no. No, it doesn't work anymore.
Can I have two fascinating things about this?
Yeah.
Hammond, what does Hammond say right before he goes in the remake?
Oh, the...
What does he say? Yeah.
The concept when he says, watch this.
Watch this.
He actually says, literally the final words were, watch this.
Yeah.
And who said for years?
When did we predict this?
Was it like a year? How long ago?
Come on, dude.
No, we said this a long time. You never say watch this in a car.
Never.
No.
Never. Not once.
My accident was watch this. Hammond was watch
this. This is all started. Yes. Yeah.
I cannot believe you said watch this.
No, I also had
Guys,
to watch this.
Do
accident.
Not say watch this before you're
in
about
car,
to execute.
Especially if you're in a Mustang.
Do not say watch this.
So here's a funny coincidence. The theme of their first episode this season was past, present, and future.
Yes.
What they're doing now is the past. I'm sorry. They're the past, you know?
Well, they were the past, doing the present, because they are on Amazon Prime.
Of course.
If you will, qualifies them to present, which is already too late.
I'm sorry. Amazon. Just because they're on Amazon doesn't make them in the present. If you understand, that just brings
them to another.
Yeah, they're on a digital platform.
To a modern platform.
But they're not throwing their entire season up at one time.
No,
you know, like you have to sit and wait for
that.
I don't understand
that mentality at all.
That's people that haven't tried it yet. People that haven't experimented, because that's what we do on the channel all day, right? We experiment. We throw shit. We say, let's see if this works. Let's see if that doesn't work. Let's do it for a week. Let's do it for 2 weeks.
They're just rushing. They're rushing to distribution. That's all they're doing, because they're still editing the next seasons. Like episode 2 is probably in its final review stages before it gets released.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what's happening. Whereas everyone else packages, gets it done, boom, it's gone.
And you have a better chance if your content's not great on the first episode. You have a better chance if you have a couple more episodes for the person to be like, all right, dude, I'll give this one or two more tries. If you lose them on that one episode and it wasn't memorable,
oh, you're done.
You're not getting them back, dude.
Yeah,
no, you're done.
You better have that thing on autoplay with the next episode.
Yeah.
So what's your prediction? But me,
last season, right?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. This is it. I don't think that Amazon's going to pour any more into it. They've put a ton of marketing into this season as well. But they're pouring so much into marketing this season as well. But I don't think that it's gonna help.
But Alejandro is correct. Just so we know, what they set out to do, they did, and they don't care about anything else, which was get those Amazon
activations,
which will continue year after year, because no one's gonna cancel those. So everyone did what they were supposed to do.
But as a show, as Jeremy, as Hammond, and as May, what do you think today?
Are they
going to go for another year?
I think this is the last. Yeah. This is the last one.
And I also think not just because of the production itself. I think just because of them. I think Hammond and May
are over it.
Like Hammond's wife, I'm sure she's like, get out of there. Please. Yeah.
Please don't drive another car.
The good news is if Amazon needed a replacement, we could do it for what? A tenth of the budget?
A millionth of the budget.
I'm sure way less.
Literally, Amazon, just so you know.
But I actually don't think an Amazon show would work for us. What are you going to spit content like 12 episodes a year?
Yeah.
Don't you feel useless the rest of the year?
Yeah.
That format is not right for us.
No, I get it.
You can't do that. You can't go back and stick to the past.
No, Amazon. We would start where they left off.
Hang on a second. Why do we need to be part of like something that exists for someone else? Why can our shit be what it is?
But why can't it be what it is on Amazon or on a Netflix? Why can't we be given the flexibility and the budget to put out videos?
Because they're ran by people who run studios.
But I understand that. But why can't there be a shift in the change and shift in the culture? Like you see the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show is putting out an episode 5 days a week, right? They do a pretty good job at it. That could be the exact same thing for vlogs. You're just traveling the world with your production team. You're putting
that's
out a vlog every single day.
Who's going to be the first to do a vlog?
It doesn't work. First of all, E has done it. The Kardashians have
been vlogging for a while. I'm talking about...
I understand what you're saying. I completely understand.
What is it called? The on-demand...
Yeah, on the like going in and just like doing it and making
who's,
five...
Who's going to be the first
like
Netflix
making five type. The Kardashians episodes every week.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
But the Kardashians, that is like filmed... in advance.
Well,
they
have way more production and all that stuff. You're saying down dirty, like
basically, this is what you're saying. Like, we're gonna do a vlog Monday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Usually, I'm gonna throw a number. We have $1,000 budget for that vlog. Yep. We'll have 10 grand for that vlog Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why it'll never work?
Why?
One, you gotta go through legal. Mm-hmm. Two, you gotta go through insurance. Three, you got to go through producers. Four, you got to go through distribution. Five, you got to go through clearances.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, when the studio cuts you a check, you now have to operate under their policy.
You do. You have to do everything that they ask you to do.
Yeah,
we would
be.
They would slow us down.
I understand that. That's the way it works now.
But the thing is, we get hit up by TV companies all the time about making a reality show, right?
Right.
Hey guys, it's not like what you do on your vlog. It's a little bit more specific. It's like it's a show based on you going to a shop and fixing people's cars. We don't need you, sir.
Yeah.
We can do this every day. We do it all day, every day.
Yeah.
And we put it online at the end of the day.
Yeah. And we get more views than you probably would get views.
Absolutely. Yeah. That too. And these people are coming in like they think dick swinging.
Yeah.
Their reality is so completely. It's so based on something old, not reality today. So when we're doing a show, we're doing what we're doing, and that's that. I don't think a format, a bigger anything works unless someone, and the new way of investing in this shit is someone would come in and say, how many episodes are you shooting a year? And you say five days a week, every single week, because there's
math.
So you do the math. 260 episodes.
260 episodes. And they'll cut you a check for, say, how much money you want to spend per episode, say $10,000, $2.6 million. Here you go. Here's $2.6 million for all of your revenue that comes from this. Here's all of your episodes. Get it done. And you're the distribution channel because people are failing to look at it. We're Amazon Prime. We distribute our own shit.
Yep.
We are the copyright owners. We're the owners of the show.
Yep.
We're the presenters of the show. We're the producers of the show. We're the studio of the... We're
craft services
of the show. Everything of the show. All of those people are extras now in TV. And at some point, that weight that those guys have to carry will make everything else disappear, right? Because you can't expect to do your TV show about you go to a car shop and do whatever and get the same amount of views that we get or less and carry that with your $1 million overhead when we're spending $1,000. You can't. It's just not physically doable. If you think about it, just how the fuck are they doing that?
Yeah.
How are they doing shows for $500,000, $250,000 an episode? They're only doing 12 of them and they get less views than we like. And I'm sorry that we're saying we do, but TV doesn't get that many views. So we don't get that many views either. I'm saying TV really doesn't get that many views.
Can I talk about views just for 2 seconds?
Yes.
Okay. Just so we're clear, if one of our videos gets 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, those are actual like
views.
Very close to views. TV is a sample size, homie.
Right.
There's a certain number of TVs in America that represent the entire 330 million population.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we always talk about like, why are we getting recognized in the streets so much? It's crazy, right? Because the reality of it is when you watch a TV show and they said, oh, we got 500,000 views on this show, you actually didn't. You got like... You got 10,000 people that watched you.
Yeah.
Okay? But on YouTube, we really got 500,000 people watching you.
And I can measure this and I can tell you...
They're just doing fake math.
Do you agree?
Yeah,
you agree?
They are. Doing absolutely
just so you guys
math.
Know, those views and the ratings on regular TV...
They're BS.
Stuff, that's all BS.
Absolute BS. Just think about this. I made movies where I used to shoot for 800 to 1.2 million views opening night.
Yeah.
I don't know more than three people that have seen those movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Three people.
Yep. Yep.
And we'll make a video that gets 400,000 views. 400.
Yep.
And you'll hear about on the street, you'll be walking. It's like, hey, you did that video with the...
Yep. Yep.
Just think about that. Yep. Forget about everything else. Just think about that.
Yep. That guy, when we're at Danny's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're at Danny's. Yeah. So we were at Danny's the other day. All three of us walked in. You know, the guy is like a teenage kid.
Inside the Phantom.
Yeah, he was sitting inside the Phantom and...
Looked in his PJs.
He didn't even say anything to me and Alejandro, but he looked at Farshad and was like, hey, are you the guy that was in the Bugatti?
Yeah, yeah.
Driving fast so in the Bugatti?
That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he saw the video.
Oh, actually, you know what? That was a year ago, but he could have watched 2 days ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It doesn't mean that he was actually a fan, because it sounded like he probably wasn't. He just happened to see
just
the,
saw you.
The video.
That video is about a million now. Close to...
No, like 600, 700.
But still,
but this
but
is what
still,
I'm getting
700,000.
But what I'm getting at, that's still less than what my... What the network that I used to work with told me that I was getting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, not three people have seen my movies. No. I don't know more than three people outside of the people that I make them and force them to watch my movies that watch my movies.
Yeah. By the way.
Oh, that's garbage.
One of my favorite things about you, you're really opening my eyes to things, which is good and bad.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Which is good.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't enjoy movies anymore.
All in, all out. I think the Grand Tour is doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I wish they could do a little bit more, but I also think these guys just have made it and have done incredible work for so long and are so well-respected and so well... And they're standing in such a good position in the car world. They don't have to try anymore to do all these crazy things. It's enough what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's time for all of us to let go and just look at Top Gear and the Grand Tour and just look at everything that's around.
Yeah, I agree.
Period. That's all I'm saying. There's so much more content every day from every country and every guy just being produced. And you can see every car in so many different lights. You got to love that. You got to love that.
Yeah.
Especially in Telemundo.
Does anyone know if the concept one has made it to Glendale yet? The one that...
No, it has not. No, it has not yet. No. Okay. I already called, confirmed, they said no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, you know that that Rimac actually has that car and they're investigating, they're like breaking it down and going through all of the features of it.
Oh, and then they're going to send it to Glendale.
And then they'll send it to Glendale.
Okay, exactly. I can't wait for that.
they're going to put the title like new.
Salvaged like new.
But I want to come back to the LA Auto Show. I mean, Farshad, I know you're going again today.
I'm going today.
I can't believe that.
I'm going. We're going in.
So we had the meetup with the fans, which was incredible. But we also got a chance to walk the floor and see some of the cars. And there were quite a few new concepts, new actual cars that were there. And there's just some that still stick in my mind that I want to talk about. And
here we go. Here we go.
Cut the BMW Beamer.
I wanted to ask you guys first, like, if you had to pick one favorite car for yourself at the show, which would it be and why?
It's so fucking strange that I'm about to say what I'm
so
about.
Excited.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited. I know what you're going to say. It's going to be two
come on
things.
Come on. It's on the tip
it's
of your tongue. Get
it's
it
out. A letter and a number.
The X7.
I knew it. I loved
the X7.
Yeah. Me too, dude.
Loved it.
Me too.
With a passion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying one. The Project One was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point where I'm getting more excited about shit that I can actually use every fucking day.
Exactly. Yep.
Hey. Than about those.
And he said that it was 90% of what the actual car is going to be.
I hope we could trust that guy.
He did let us go in with the tripod stand thinking he was a microphone. So I don't know. But he was a great guy, though.
Also,
he really was.
But I do like to think that maybe he did know that it was a tripod and
that he was just cool like that.
That would be amazing if he knew it.
Yeah, like,
by the way, I just wanted to know, I was making eye contact with him and he did go like this. He did one of these. He went,
no, here's the thing.
Like, he looked at it.
We were fucking with him with the thing and he was fucking with us.
You're right. That dude has a great sense of humor. That's the right guy for the right.
To show those cars.
If you happen to watch this show, please reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the show.
Please.
You were phenomenal. Thank you so much for showing us the cars. But that absolutely reignited my love for the Cullinan. I now don't care that it's an X7.
Oh,
I see it as a huge, huge plus. Because
you're starting off as a great start off.
Well, the way I look at it is, if things don't pan out really well for me in the next year or so, I can buy the X7.
But guys, next year...
I'm totally kidding. I will buy
the
Cullinan.
Next year, if Alejandro has the X7...
Just know things didn't go well.
If he has the Cullinan, things are going really well.
Things,
and if he's using, if he's taking an Uber, things aren't going
well.
That's
a great gauge. And if I'm using the Google self-driving car,
what about you? Well, one, the X7 was the one I was going to say as well. I'm in love with that
car. Were you really?
Oh, my God. That is, if there's any car that I could have there, it would be that one. Because it suits all of my needs.
All your needs.
Everything that I need, it has it. I love the giant pano roof, which is probably the 10% that's not going to be. Yeah, yeah, that's going to be the one thing.
It's just going to be sad. It's just going to be a sunroof. Yeah. Just a
that's so sad, regular by moon the way.
Oh, it's because I was hoping that it would have that electronic tint as well. Like,
by the way, that's not that expensive anymore on cars.
No, I know.
Like, even Ferrari put it in the FFs.
Could you imagine?
FF.
Really?
Yeah. So just letting you guys know, that's a real possibility.
Could you imagine how amazing that would be?
And cut to in 15 years, Avi. Oh, this bullshit technology. All right? It's like, I fixed it.
Him and his flip phone.
I love that we keep saying that Avi is still going to be there at the same spot. Avi's going to be doing so much better. Avi's going to be...
No, we don't want... I want Avi. This is the sweet spot, guys. This is the... And I was thinking,
You're so selfish.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, absolutely. You know what I was thinking? If we do get 10 grand an episode, now we can't go to Avi anymore. We got to like... go to a higher level.
No way.
We'll bring him up. He's dealing with like high mild, really expensive, like modern cars.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What was yours?
Since you took the X7.
It was Marcia. You know what you're going to say. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, I do.
You're going to say it. Just say it. Just rip it. Rip it like a Band-Aid.
I have two.
Just say it.
The I8 Roadster.
Oh man, but that's not like a new car,
Roadster. But that I know
it is a new car. You're right. It is a new car.
No. The i8 Roadster was really cool.
I love that. But that's not that's not the one, because one, the X7, I can't have the X7 because it's a concept. Okay, but if there's two cars that are in my mind, either the i8 Roadster or the V8 Vantage, I'm taking that V8 Vantage all day.
Oh, that's another problem the i8's going to have. That's really closely priced to that car.
Very closely.
Oh, yeah, what
I'm taking
but
the
it's not even
Vantage.
A comparison. It's not even a...
I'm a huge, huge fan of that V8 Vantage after seeing it.
Yeah, I got to swallow my words. I got to eat them all.
We all do. We shat on it. Yeah. We really did.
Unreal.
Like,
unreal.
It's great.
Bargain of the century.
Unreal. I couldn't believe when we were sitting in the car that that's what they came up with.
I'm going to try to set us up with a drive soon. Like, I want to see what that actually feels like.
You know what? The LA Auto Show's done on Sunday. I'm going to go there too. No, let me see what's the status of that car that was at the show.
I think it already left.
You're right.
It somewhere else.
Okay.
They were saying
this past Sunday.
Yeah, because they were telling us that if we wanted to make a review for Salomundo. And I was like,
got it.
But let me know. Maybe things changed.
Yeah,
maybe things changed.
What about you, Farghini?
Yeah, Farghini.
Obviously, the concept one was great, but it's not a reality.
Well, the concept one wasn't there, so.
I meant the project one. Sorry, the project one. The project one.
They all have one.
It's a one. The one. Obviously, the 8 series.
Yes.
Was because it has the most like wow, this could be a possibility. Hopefully, there's great leases on them in the Glendale area. But
it was cool.
It's really cool. Actually, a contender. It's actually great looking, and I thought like, oh, dude, I'd love to rock that car.
And mind you. Mercedes premiered the CLS there, which is one of my favorite lines of Mercedes ever, and we're all here praising BMW. What the fuck is going on?
It's very simple. They're stepping up their game.
I know, right? That's one thing people got to understand.
There wasn't anything special about the CLS. To me, I didn't see anything special about it.
It was just super cool looking. That's it. Like what I love about the CLS line is Mercedes shows you the line into the future.
No, but that's good and bad, homie.
I loved it.
The A class looks just like the CLS now. So it's already starting. That transition's already starting.
Yeah, of course. All of the cars will look like that. That's a good thing. You guys will see Farghini's face next week.
You know what happens, right? You look at it and you're like, I'm not feeling it right now. But when it's the only this is what it is. You got to live with it. Then you start living with it. Just like one's wife.
No. Because you can buy the car.
By the way, quick Instagram update.
What?
I just got tagged in a post by GTR Wendy. I didn't see it. I'm a little nervous because out of everyone that sent a video in for Alejandro's birthday, hers was the one that I left out on accident. And I didn't include her video.
Oh my
in
God.
The birthday video. And I really hope that she's not calling me out for that mistake.
She's not.
Okay.
How fucking amazing is that?
What is it?
I'm fucking amazing. Hey, GTR Wendy, I see you.
Hey, hold on. Let's call. Should we call Vic? Should we call Vic and see how it went? Should we call Vic?
I see you.
She took a picture with Vic.
I see you.
Hold on, I'm going to call Vic. Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to call Vic.
You can't call Vic. We're doing a podcast.
That's amazing. Okay.
We're doing a podcast.
By the way, at some point, I would like to do the technology of bringing in a call onto our podcast, if possible.
Sounds good.
A call?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. We'll do that next weekend. That's easy. It's just an adapter right here, a plug-in.
Yeah, like I want to like call Vic right now and ask how it went with GTR Wendy.
Yeah. We could do
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you want that?
Yeah, of course.
That's easy enough. We could also Skype with him as well.
That's true.
He does not. We did that the very first episode with Rodrigo.
He does not have
Skype. Yes.
I can't do it. You got to help me with the Vic.
The Vic?
What's the
key? It's okay, bro. It's a little loose, not so Armenian yet, but like a little loose. Bro, it's at the okay. We do it.
Why did your face die?
I know. Like, he goes, when Parshad's going to do an impression, he goes like this.
It's like when he was driving the smart car in that one episode, remember?
That's the face he makes.
Okay, I'll work on my
face. And then he's going to tell me I make that face and judge me for it and then realize that he does it.
But I'm sure we'll bring him on a phone call or a Skype we'll have technical problems very similar to what Lamborghini did with their unveil of the Lamborghini Urus.
Lamborghini! Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, I think Lamborghini as a company was just trying too many things that one day. Like internet, streaming, revealing the car,
you already went past
coffee,
whatever they were trying.
Like, do you agree too much for one day?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something, guys?
Yes.
Two things. How amazing you think the cappuccinos were at that presentation? Okay, that's one. And the second, how good do you think the Milano cookies that they served
were? Oh my God. By the way, my son loves Milano cookies.
Who doesn't love Milano cookies?
Wait, Milan has cookies?
Milano.
I'm seeing him today. Oh, Milano. Oh, they're different Milan.
Say hi to
we
Milan
should make a Milan cookie, though. Milan cookie.
It has to be like made out of fiber and it's like strong.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a good cookie. It'd be great for you.
Or like a fortune cookie.
moving on. Okay.
So we were talking about the Urus.
Moving on from the Milano cookie to the actual topic on hand. In case you guys weren't watching this week, the Lamborghini Urus was unveiled in Sant'Agata.
Sant'Agata.
Did I say it right?
Yeah,
you pretty did. Good. Okay, you I'm did. Good. Good. Hash that one up for
you're getting your Italian. You're getting your Italian over here.
That is a win in my column. Exactly. So they were live streaming it for the entire world to see. They had several translations that you could actually, click a drop down.
They were ambitious
and do it.
I didn't know that. Wow.
They were ambitious,
The actual show itself opened up with all kinds of dramatics. I don't know if you remember the Project One unveiling. Like, there was, like, dancers and singing and all kinds of going on. Well, they had, like, a little mini orchestra for the Urus. They had these robotic arms that were moving TV screens or, like, giant digital displays around that were all, like, synchronized and moving together and what was on the display would actually coordinate with where it was moving.
Can I just say, I think it's incredible what we think it's entertaining to people.
Yeah.
Rather than a good time and like a good speech.
I'm
we
not
think
done.
That, I know.
No, I'm not done. There was this like magical tunnel of lights that they would bring the cars down through. And then out of nowhere, this weird guy on rollerblades was following the cars with like a glowing stick. And I have no idea. It looked like he was in a rollerblade, like a roller derby relay. I had no idea what was going on. But with everything happening, all this going on, all of a sudden, the presentation software shuts down. So the presentation software shuts down. The speakers don't know what's going on at that moment. So they paused the live stream. They paused the live stream and they told everybody in the audience, while we figure out this technical difficulty, please come to the lounge to have cocktails while we figure this out. They go away. Then they come back. The TVs are no longer working, so they left those down. And then to top it all off, I guess because they didn't have the presentation software, they actually brought out the Urus with the wrong presenter. So they brought out the Urus with the like head of design when it was supposed to come out with the CEO, Stefano Domenicali.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So when he gets up there, he's like, well, the car came out earlier than expected, so I'll keep this short. Bop, 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 bop.
Here's the new Urus.
Here's the new Urus.
Lamborghini.com. Place your order.
Hope you guys love it. And then they bring the Italian prime minister up there to talk about what was going on.
I didn't see that.
The Italian prime minister, I swear to God, talks for an hour. About what? Just whatever. Like
it's
just
a car. It's supposed to be fun. The prime minister.
Why not show stuff about what the car can do?
Why couldn't Schmeek come out and just fucking explain to everyone what the car does? Why? Why do we need the prime minister to show up and bless the fucking car?
Honestly,
did the Pope show up?
No, the Pope was not there.
Damn it.
Prior engagement.
By the way, that would have, you know why the Pope wasn't there? Because he got the last LaFerrari.
Now, Pulp don't do Lambos.
He signed a Lambo the other day.
Yeah, that was
Pulp
for charity.
Does Lambo?
Literally signed it for charity.
Pulp will do like, but Pulp is really with Ferrari. Like
he's a Ferrari guy.
Yeah, he's a Ferrari. Like for image wise, he'll sign some stuff on Lambos, but he's a Ferrari.
But he's a Ferrari guy.
Pulp is not even from Italy.
No, he's Argentinian.
I have no idea.
He's Argentinian.
I don't even know what a Pope is.
But he lives in the Vatican.
Yeah, of course
he lives in the Vatican, which counts.
I would love to see his garage.
You want
to
know this?
Yeah.
The Vatican is the richest country per capita in the world.
Say that again?
The Vatican is the richest country in the world per capita in the world.
I don't know what any of that means at some
that
point.
Means, that means if you average how much money everyone in the Vatican has,
okay,
is the most money out of any country in the world.
I don't know what the Vatican is.
It sounds like people.
The Vatican is a little tiny circle like this within Italy.
Does Puku Pals deliver to them?
No. But also,
Corey.
No, Corey, I don't think a lot of people would buy Puku Pals from the Vatican.
Okay, I don't know
it sounds like Catholics need to dial it back on tithes and offerings.
I don't know.
Let's ask this question. What did you think of the Urus now that we actually see it without camo?
Can I say something before that?
Oh, of course.
I think these car presentations, that the way they did it and the way we saw everything, have a big problem right now that someone has to realize. These companies are doing those presentations to sell it to the dealers.
Correct.
Do you agree?
Correct, of course.
All of the major dealers were there. They didn't invite pretty much people. It was mostly dealers and like shit like that, right? Do you agree?
Yep.
Yet they're broadcasting it for the people.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do two things at the same time, and that's not right because it's not playing. No one needs to hear the prime minister. Like, I'm here on YouTube, homie.
Yeah.
Not because I'm looking at you like, wow, Lamborghini's business presentation was epic. I want to see the fucking car.
Yeah. I want to see what it does. I want to see what it does.
I promise you, there's no one there for the most part. I want to say that 90% of the people on YouTube just want to see what the car does. Like, if you made like a fun car reveal and invited some people and did some crazy shit with the car while filming it and showing it, broadcasting it to everyone, and you could have skipped all the millions of dollars that you did that to sell it to the dealers. I get it. But if you skipped that and just did it directly, you would destroy it. You don't need more than that, Lamborghini.
Set a little off-road course in the back, and a little track in the back, and just put the people in the car. Go do three spins. And
grab
here you go.
Funny people and show them and say, like, this is the way that got. And just, like, do a presentation, what we write in a car review.
By the way, Tesla. I'm sorry, Tesla. Yeah.
That's what he did.
Car we go.
That's fun. And what was the most memorable part of the new Tesla release?
The video of the guy going.
Yeah, that random video of the guy zipping off. Of course.
Enjoy.
I agree.
Enjoy. Sorry.
But it also comes down to it's an event that the marketing department is hosting, and the marketing department needs to spend all of their money by the end of the year so that they meet what they spent for their budget, because if they don't meet that budget...
But they can spend it in other ways.
But they're going to dial it back the next year if they don't spend all
I know
all
that.
Money, you know
but
what
they
mean?
Could have spent the same amount of money in other ways.
Yeah. Oh, way more impactful with the money.
Just saying.
They could have hired us.
No, get the fuck out of here. literally, many more ways. What do you think about the Urus? Especially you.
Just you know what? You. One, yes, it is much bigger.
Oh, okay.
It is much bigger than I anticipated, and I've already swallowed my words.
Oh wait, didn't we have
once.
A bet?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a monetary bet?
No, we don't ever have.
The
a
problem
bet.
Is we don't know because we have the worst memory.
No,
we always win and we never know.
We already talked about this.
Was there 20 bucks? 20 bucks.
Okay, go on,
guys. Can you let us know? Let us know
if there was a bet.
So I don't have to go back to the footage. I'm pretty sure that there wasn't, but
I think there's $20.
Either way, I've already swallowed my words on it. I've already admitted defeat. And I've also lost in backgammon this week. So it's been a rough week. No. We'll get back to that later. I don't want to get off.
Let me make a note here.
Don't want to get off the topic, but. I like the car. It's cool. It's okay. I really like the spec that I did in the configurator before the configurator crashed.
Lamborghini.
But here's the thing. It looks like any other SUV to me. Like, it's got some sharp lines and has some Lamborghini heritage to it, but it still to me looks like an X6 or a...
Can I interrupt you right
please,
there?
Please.
Because I was so pumped and hyped about it. And saw all the designs, and I was like, it's a big car. It's going to be fast. It's going to have all of this. And someone sent me a picture of the car with the doors open. Just a regular random picture.
Yeah.
Just a regular dude who was walking by it, took the picture, sent it to me. I told you immediately. Oh, That just looks like a Q7 disguised.
Yeah.
As a Lamborghini.
Do you know why it looks like that?
Because it is.
Because it is.
I know that. I know that. But this is what I was saying. This ghost that's sitting right out here.
Correct.
It's a 7 Series disguised as a Rolls Royce.
Correct.
Where do you see the 7 Series?
But hold on, my friend. Aside
from the monitor.
You don't see it anywhere. No, nowhere else.
And the little button.
And the chimes.
And the chimes.
Yes.
And you don't see it anywhere else. Do you agree? You don't open the Rolls and go, oh, that's a 7 Series.
Like, agreed.
And this is going to sound super terrible, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I felt disgusted. When I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, I felt dirty. Like, but, it's just the fuck. I don't know.
But how much is a ghost over a 7 Series?
And this is why Alejandro will be getting the Cullinan.
Okay. So,
right.
That's it.
Look.
That's it. Not. It looks super cool.
It's cool. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun car to drive.
Dying to drive it.
But am I excited about it anymore?
Not anymore.
No. I'm not. It'll be fun. It'll be nice, but it's not exciting.
I'm excited for what it'll do for Lamborghini, though.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Okay. Can I give my...
Go ahead.
2 cents on this? Okay. I think the Urus, to date, is the best execution of the Volkswagen parts bin system.
The Cayenne is the best execution of that car.
I actually think the Cayenne
does not look like any other car other than a Cayenne.
You don't open
a Cayenne and go...
I don't like the Cayenne interiors. It could be
that the Cayenne's been around for so long...
That you're used to it.
That it feels like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that way. Like,
No. By the way, let me say, I don't have
a Cayenne.
When I say execution of the parts, but meaning, hey, let's build a Lamborghini SUV. How are we going to do it? What's the best way to do it with all the parts that we have?
They killed it. Yeah.
The best execution they killed it. That did. Okay.
I think that's the most transformed car. What I think would be a great challenge, and I'm sure Parker's going to steal this video idea. I'm totally kidding, Parker, but you probably are.
He's already getting it together.
I want to bring it and show it to Belen.
Oh, yes.
Because Belen drove the Bentayga.
Yeah. Yep.
Belen drove the Bentayga. I gave it to her for a day. The Bentayga, not gave it to her. I gave her a Bentayga for a day. She drove it, came back and said, I would feel horrible if you spent that amount of money on what feels like a Q7 to me. She goes, what feels like Brian's Q7 to me.
Oh, my God.
Belen doesn't know shit about cars.
No.
She knows Brian. Brian's our very good friend, and he's got a Q7. She got in the Q7, and that was enough for her to say, it was just like Brian's Q7.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to see if Belen gets in the Lamborghini truck and tells me, it just feels like Brian's Q7. Do you agree that that's the final test?
100%.
Because Belen, we had a Cayenne back then, or two, or whatever. She never said that felt like that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
That's where, to me, it worries me. Because it reminded me so much of the Bentley.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Lamborghini, we agreed, is the best at sensation of speed.
Yes.
That's what we all have to see. So
forget the interior. Forget, like, it's going to look good. If they can instill the sensation of speed, this is a game-changing car.
That'd be fun.
For 200 grand, it also looks amazing. And also, there's a picture of one of them in Africa or South Africa. You see that one, the white one? It's like a picture of a back of it.
Oh, Mr. JDD posted that.
That looks good.
Actually,
that looks
everyone
good to
said
me.
Everyone after seeing that picture were like, "Oh, I hate it."
I think it looks great.
But the thing is, and again, I can't say anything until I see it in person because these cars have too many lines now.
Yeah, it's gonna be a head turner. I'm telling you, it's gonna be.
Everyone's gonna be looking at this. I don't doubt it.
It's gonna sound good. It's gonna look good. I'm a huge fan, and I think the price. They're gonna just move so many.
No, they are.
Units
I think this is a success all around. Yeah. What I'm saying is, for educated people that were like, the Q7 is the Bentley.
Yeah,
I want to see if that translates.
That's the only thing we're missing from it being a legendary car.
When I saw that fucking shot with open doors, I've never been that disappointed in my life.
Yeah, but you have to. But your expectations are so high for this. That's the problem.
I guess Lamborghini at some point made me a fan, but you're a
Performante owner. The thing is, your mind is only going to go up from there, not down.
For him, but my expectations weren't there.
What were your expectations?
I had low expectations.
He did have low
expectations.
And you're saying it didn't meet it?
It didn't
even meet your low expectations?
No, I'm just mad about it.
Okay, by the way, you know what I mean? We just got to see it in person.
Was he the presentation? Was he the prime minister of Italy who did this to you?
I enjoyed the presentation.
Was it Filippo Vella Guarda?
The presentation brought me a lot of joy.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, no shit.
Oh, question. Sorry, question.
Go ahead.
Would you take a X7 or Urus? Actually, that's not a good one, right?
X7. I'm taking the X7 all day.
You would take an X7 over an Urus?
Absolutely.
I would have to see the final product on the S7 and X7, and I'd like to see the M version.
Oh, I don't think they're not going to make an MX7. They're going to make like
even a. If they don't, if they
X7,
just make
X7, bad, that, ba, M.
That's fine. You're I want to okay see that? Like their ultimate version
okay
before I answer that question, because otherwise I'd be lying through through my teeth. The Cullinan is 100%. I'm buying
that's
that
gonna,
over
yeah,
the doors. That's
already,
it.
We already know that's
like that's
be,
done. Yeah. This reaffirmed it. That yeah door, the doors open, shot, did it for me. Cullinan all the way.
Just the X7 alone, one, bigger. It has it has more technology in it. It's got more technology in it. It's
like
got
what?
More,
like what?
It's got
like
more
what
technology.
Like what technology does it have more than the Urus? Like what?
It's gonna just like the panel roof on its own. If they really accomplish putting that in, that's gonna that's more
technology. Not a technology. That's just a bigger piece of glass to put on the roof.
No, it's got technology because you press the button.
Oh, okay.
It's got
more technology
there. The buttons, the shift knob.
Their displays were so much nicer.
That's not technology.
That is technology.
That is not technology. How is that not technology?
That's not technology.
Legitimately technology.
The buttons are technology.
No, we didn't say buttons. We
said
screens.
I said the screens, and then I said the buttons, the knobs.
That's
the shifter.
You guys, that's okay.
I didn't talk about those. Okay. I said the screens.
But I did say the screens.
But
and you
we
said,
don't, hang on. Okay. We don't know what either truck does other than what they've told us.
And then, you're right.
So you just wait until we get
it. We love arguing.
And then also on top of that, it's a 7-seater. Like, that's the big thing for me. Like, okay. I don't want that tiny SUV.
It's not a tiny SUV. Jesus.
By
the way, Pedro, don't forget, we got to talk about the backgammon game too at some point. It's already here.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We're actually at an hour and 10 minutes, so we only have time for Fargini's good news, bad news.
And then we'll go to the backgammon.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
So that's that.
Here we go.
So I guess, everyone, welcome to Fargini's good news and bad news with Farshad.
Do I have a song yet? Like a horrible song. Okay, here we go. Oh, look at this. Lamborghini. My first one, Lamborghini in the news.
That is incredible.
Here we go.
I can't read your handwriting.
Okay, good news. Lamborghini Urus to try and take down the Nürburgring SUV record.
That is good news. What's the bad news?
Bad news. Pedro is not available to edit this video.
Oh! Hang on a second.
Yeah.
That is great.
Thank you.
But also, the Silvio, which is the fastest one, also lied. Remember?
The Stelvio.
The Silvio. That's what I said.
Yeah.
The Silvio.
Sativio.
The Sativa. The Sativa already lied about that record.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I like that Italians are going after each other by lying to each other.
Yeah.
No, mine
and by the way,
fast,
that one, whoever the editor is, they're just like, try to poach him.
By the way, I just want to make it clear.
Who's the best editor?
I am available for the edit if you guys. I think that would really help our team.
Since you're an editor, who's a better editor? Lamborghini's editor or the Silvio editor?
Lamborghini's.
Right? Far. Lamborghini's editor.
That's a good editor.
Yeah.
They have equally as fast drivers.
as editors.
Alfa Romeo, they like make cuts. Like you see
they legitimately
they see
did cuts. Yeah.
Lamborghini actually just speeds up the video.
Frames. I love this day and age.
BMW.
On the news.
In the news here. Good news. BMW M5 hybrid allegedly in the works.
That is great news, Farshad. Finally.
But there is a little bit of bad news for this. You can now be a hippie environmentalist while terrorizing other drivers and parking like an asshole. It goes hand in hand.
So it's like the Prius guy who smokes cigarettes and listens to like really dark, like loud music. That's that guy?
Yeah, exactly. It puts an exhaust on.
That is the equivalent. By the way, I've seen that. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
It's like a guy that's smoking a cigarette walking through Whole Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Contradictions. Living contradictions.
Ford. A little bit of Ford news. It's actually fun news.
What do we got?
We should tell Bo about this.
What's the good news?
Good news. Old Ford Mustangs getting a new life as an unbelievably cool wristwatch.
Oh, that is good news. That is
old
cool.
Old Mustangs and turning them into wristwatches.
With materials.
With the materials.
But you know what? Bo is into those type of things.
Yeah. He would at a Ford and he's...
So what's the bad news?
The bad news is this company cannot guarantee that you will not injure anyone while wearing this watch. Because...
Hold on.
What?
What watch company can guarantee you won't injure people?
It's because they haven't released it yet. It's a Ford Mustang watch. Like, what are your expectations?
So getting out of the mall, you just get into a brawl with people.
And guys, you might want to learn how to bob, weave, and parry punches.
Okay.
Also, on top of this, let's just hope that this isn't called Watch This.
Hey, that's a double whammy.
Hey, can you imagine having that watch on in a Mustang going, watch this?
And you just get, oh. No, you would, no, no, no.
They should have a warning.
If you do that, yeah, legitimately, the laws of physics would bend. You would hang on. Just so you know, you would immediately die without the accident. Yeah, and the people around you, yeah, just die.
You guys have seen Inception, right?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, that's what happens to the world. It's
By the way, they on a serious note, this new company, you guys should put a warning that says, please do not wear this watch in a Mustang and say, watch this.
Yeah, no,
You're definitely right.
Yeah, that's a good one, Fargini.
Oh, BMW.
Again?
And it's a double good news. We rarely have these, but these are great.
It is with the double good news.
Good news. BMW working hard to make future electric cars sound better. Wow. So now they're taking this serious, the sound. So the other good news I have is I cannot wait to see what they do with
I knew that was coming. So that is good news for you.
Oh, great news. By the way,
it needs double good news because we talked about that.
So we're clear. We're predicting all this shit. I promise you, every car company is going to have their own distinct.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh, I don't like the sound. I'm going to go down to Galpin and get a better sound. And then Tommy's like, what do you want?
We're going to tell Ray, Eric, all of those guys to install the news.
I love that Farshad is going down to Galpin to get it done when you just
download it. It's like a ringtone, Farshad.
I'm like, he's got to take the controller out.
I'll gladly go to Galpin and do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll go to Galpin and I'll download it
just
from
to use their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. It.
And get a free coffee while you're at it.
Exactly.
There
exactly.
you go.
Or multiple coffees. Okay. Oh, Maserati. Maserati in the news.
There's no way there's good news for Maserati.
Oh, this is actually great news. There's
really?
No, this actually news? Helps. This actually helps push us forward as a society.
Okay.
Okay.
Good news. Maserati Formula E entry being considered. Maserati considering electric race cars.
So Maserati's considering it?
Yeah, Maserati's considering and participating.
That's crazy. Okay. That is good news.
That's really good news.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is this project has been canceled as they still are trying to figure out their own gas cars.
Okay. I'm thinking the whole time you're explaining that, I'm like, wait, they're jumping into E and they can't even get their cars?
That's the... They're being very ambitious with what they would like to do, but the reality sunk in.
Hey, long as the Ghibli prices don't drop down to $399 a month, I think they're in.
those batteries are very expensive.
That's not good for Maserati. Yeah. Maserati should. This is what Maserati should do.
Yeah,
stop making cars.
No, honestly,
they should.
Yeah, well, they're not gonna.
I mean, there are some non-car companies that are in the racing business, right?
Dyson.
Yeah, exactly. But also, if you got rid of Maserati, what would those junior level agents do?
Alfa Romeos.
You can't roll up an Alfa Romeo in a fucking...
What about an old Carrera? If you're a junior agent, an old Carrera would serve you really, really well.
Fargini was saying Mini Coupe the other day for junior agents.
That could be...
For the mailroom guys?
Yeah. Do you agree?
The mailroom guys?
Do you agree that Mini Cooper is the best mailroom car for a
and attorneys interns for the legal department at an agency?
Yes, I
know this firsthand.
Yes,
I actually know firsthand someone that had a Mini Cooper that was a junior at a legal department of an agency.
Hey, we should go to CAA, go in the garage and see if we can spot out where the...
It's all 9/11.
Where the mailroom
starts?
Yeah, like the park, like, you know, the section. Oh, this must be the mailroom guys. Actually, BMW as the final news.
Another one?
Yeah, a lot of
news. Did you just read two articles and you just pulled out all of your news?
Were you on BMWblog.com?
I was at LA Beamer or whatever. What was it called? Beep, 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 beep. You got to bring that back. You haven't put that in a long time. Okay. Look at this news. You ready for this? Good news. 26 new or updated BMW M cars reportedly due by 2020.
That is great news.
Wow.
They're following the Mercedes footsteps.
It's also the bad news.
Oh. No, we like BMW
26
now.
M's are about to hit the...
BMWs are pretty good now.
No. So we're clear. So we're clear. This is where we are with BMW and being good. Pedro's at the i8. So he cut the line at i8. And X7, he's moving forward. And we're at 8M, X7. Yeah. And the 8 series. Yeah. So we got to wait till those two come out. So these are...
The 7 series is nice. No, because now that we figure out that BMW is like a cheaper... solution for your horsepower needs.
Yep, yep.
Your
yep.
German horsepower
yep, yep,
needs.
Yep.
Don't you think that puts him in a better place in your head?
It does.
I think that's a very good statement to close this podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think?
No, backgammon. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into
this podcast this week. My name is Pedro. That's Alejandro. That's Farshad. And this was not sponsored by Bay Cities. It was sponsored by Dan Super Subs.
Bargini beat Pedro at backgammon. Yeah.